Now let's do a little quick math. If we compare a major cinematic film produced in a 2.35 to 1 aspect frame with my standard 4 to 3 TV screen, we find out that only 55% of the movie can actually fit on the screen at any one time. Just over half! You've seen the disclaimer at the beginning of the movie on TV or DVD that says this film has been modified from its original format to fit on your TV screen. Well, what it should say is we are only displaying 55% of the movie of our choosing. Now for all the full screen TV lovers, this is your dilemma. Do you want to see all the movie, or is 55% good enough? How about new TVs? Around the start of the century, some widescreen TVs emerged in a 16:9 or 1.78 times wider than it is tall. Well, this screen fits a movie a little better, but still only shows 75% of the original movie at one time. Suppose someone made a TV for your living room that was actually 2.35 to 1 to show those full movies. Well, if the TV were the same height as most current 50-inch TVs, that TV would be close to 6 feet long. And on top of that, you'd only use the full screen when you watched movies. Most of the other content would have to be stretched or have empty space on the sides of the screen. Of course, there is one more option. We can just shrink the movie screen proportionally to fit the width of your home television. Now we can mathematically scale the original to fit exactly the width of the screen, and this will preserve the entire movie screen, but show the infamous black bars along the top and bottom that so many television watchers abhor. Of course, now you can argue that we're only using 75% of that screen. And that is where the real question is. Do you want your full screen, or do you want to see the entire movie? Most likely, you just need a bigger TV.